Coming to you live from Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar at Disney Springs on the lovely Walt Disney World Resort. It's Hashi Station Radio, T-minus, oh my, how many hours?
5 hours.
5 hours to The Force Awakens. We're sitting here at Jock Lindsey's having some lunch before we have our mandatory get back in line time at 2:30. The excitement is palpable.
Yes, palpable.
Palpable. Palpatinable.
That's awful. I need to have more of this drink.
And what are you drinking?
A cool-headed monkey.
The cool-headed monkey. I've got right now the I-4 IPA. Before that, I had the Wrong Island. Lovely little concoction they have here at Jock Lindsey's. So what has our day looked like so far in this magical Star Wars day?
I woke up at 5:30 in the morning because I was too excited to sleep.
You got up an hour and a half before I did.
I did. You kept sleeping, and I was mad at you that you were able to sleep, and I was awake. And I was on Twitter for a bit, being excited about Star Wars. And then we went to Disney Springs to pick up our credentials for the event tonight. And then we went to the airport to pick up a friend. And then we went home and chilled out for a while, got our stuff together, and then we came to Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar to eat lunch. And now we are done eating lunch and recording a podcast.
Yeah, so the check-in process for us, we were in line for about an hour.
Yeah. We got there a little before 8.
Uh-huh, and there was already a massive line of people waiting to check in for the big party at Hollywood Studios tonight.
Yes.
It's just surreal that today's the day.
We're here.
We're here.
5 hours to Star Wars.
5 hours to Star Wars.
I don't know if I'm going to be okay.
I know I'm not going to be okay.
I feel like barfing. So I should not have any more alcohol.
Might be wise.
Yeah. I do need caffeine, though.
Yeah, we were lucky that the process they've got set up here at Disney Springs is after you checked in, they actually assigned you a number based on when you showed up, how many people were in front of you. So we're going to be the 39th, 40th, and 41st person into our screen.
Yes. So as long as we're back by 3, we have those spots, which means we still have 4 more hours to sit in the theater.
Yeah. The downside is they bring us into the theater at 3.
Yes.
Where we have to pretty much hang out until 7.
Well, we can at least get out to go to the bathroom.
And go buy additional drinks and food.
And read. And freak out.
And nap if it's...
And sleep if we can.
Yeah, and sleep if you can manage it. this is crazy.
I know,
this
right?
is absolutely crazy.
This is compelling content.
I know.
Compelling
podcasting. Compelling content.
We're going to see Star Wars soon. There are people who have seen Star Wars already, and I hate them. We're good. I feel bad. We've been confusing our waiter all day.
First, hey, he's been a very good sport about
first
it,
first by looking at the Jakku Spy, and now by podcasting. Jakku Spy was awesome, by the way.
It was. If you have not played with Jakku Spy yet, seriously, go to Amazon. It's $12 for a cardboard viewer.
Mm.
Get that. Install the Star Wars app on your phone and have fun with it. It's really immersive and compelling and just really well put together.
Yes.
It was one of the things that Pablo was working on with ILM X-Lab. So we did get some more details of tonight's after party at Studios.
The after party. It is going to be awesome. We are probably getting over there as soon as the show is over, like around 10. And the Star Tours will be open, obviously. Also the launch bay. Also Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster, which we were not expecting. So that's cool. I'll be riding those several times.
There are some character photo ops.
Yes, which we don't know which characters, although I'm hoping they might be The Force Awakens.
If there's a Phasma and a BB-8, I will lose
my
shit.
Oh my god, if there's a BB-8, I will die. I will die. I still need to see the video of Carrie Fisher and or Gary Fisher and BB-8 from the London premiere. Yeah, if you guys didn't catch the world premiere in LA, you need to do that because it was awesome.
For no other reason than it featured Oscar, Isaac, and Carrie Fisher completely obliterating
the live stream. Yeah, it was great. Carrie took over, and it was fantastic.
I don't know what they expected.
I think that's exactly what they expected. I mean, they're not dumb. They know what happens when you give Carrie Fisher a microphone.
Magic is what happens when you give Carrie Fisher a microphone.
And then yesterday was the London premiere, which was very, very cool as well. But I didn't get to see all that. It was while I was at work. But yeah. And tonight we will see the movie. And they've got the movie theater all decked out. They've got posters all over the place and a red carpet. I need to get a picture of me on the red carpet. Yes.
Our waiter just asked what we were doing. We explained we're podcasters.
Tip him well.
We will tip him well
and leave him our card.
Yeah. So 3 years to get to today.
Yeah.
Three years and change.
And now we're here. Everyone likes our table. We're sitting in the diving bell in Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar.
It's really cushy.
It is. It's a nice thing. If we want to go shopping, we might need to leave soon, just FYI.
Do we want to go shopping?
I don't know. I mean, we can go shopping tonight.
Oh, and we can also come back here tomorrow between showings.
We can, because we were going tomorrow morning at 11:30 and 7:30. So I hope we like this movie.
How many bookings do we have right now, Nancy?
Six.
Six bookings.
That's
awesome.
Well, considering everyone who's already seen the movie has come out saying, I can't wait to see it again, I think we're good. I think we'll be good.
I mean, you went and saw each of the prequels like 10 times.
I did. Are you implying something?
No, I'm saying that the post-Return of the Jedi era is your jam.
It is my jam. I mean, I like the prequels, and they were good movies, but this is what I come for. The post-Return of the Jedi era.
You're here for the post-Return of the Jedi?
I am. I'm also here for the Star War. Would you like a Star War?
I would like a Star War.
We're going to go see one soon.
We are going to go see a Star War.
In about 5 hours. The lights will go down. And then we'll see trailers.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm excited to see the trailers. There's supposed to be some good ones.
There's a Captain America trailer.
Which, you know, will bring the feels.
Yeah.
As the kids say.
What else was slated for that?
Star Trek.
Right.
And I think Independence Day.
Oh, right. Independence Day.
The movie that I like the concept, but I'm not so sure about the execution.
Yeah. Not so sure about that.
And I've heard there isn't a Rogue One teaser.
There is not a Rogue One teaser?
That's what I've heard, which is surprising. But
I think they might want to give it some space.
Yeah. But, yeah.
They'll attach it to something Marvel next year and blow our minds.
Captain America?
Distinct possibility. So, what are you hoping to see tonight, Nancy?
Star Wars. The Force Awakens.
Come on.
Do you have to ask that question?
Yes.
Then we should get divorced, because you don't know. The answer is
I know the answer. Our listeners may not.
Yes, they should know the answer if they've been listening to any number of episodes. Luke Skywalker. I'm wanting to see Luke Skywalker, and that's it.
So I want to know what your reaction would be if you hear the line from Rey, I am a Jedi like my father before me.
Oh, my God, stop. That's not nice.
We actually have a listener who just dropped
I'll
in
give my
to
microphone
say
over.
Hi. So hang on, we're doing a microphone shuffle here. Hey, feel free to introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Sean Reed. I'm from Athens, Georgia, and occasionally podcast on the Needless Things podcast. Are we allowed to do shameless plugs?
Absolutely.
I totally crashed your podcast. I'm like, hey, let me tell you all about me.
I live for shameless plugs. I burn for shameless plugs.
So yeah, so I'm down here. I actually have one of the coolest jobs in the world, and they paid for me to come down here to see the movie. It helps when you're... My boss is a member of the 501st, and we actually just released our first Disney-related app. And so we all come to Disney an inordinate number of times for people that don't live in Orlando. And so he couldn't come because his wife just had a baby. So I'm very thankful that the baby decided to be born this week.
That means you got to come here.
That meant I got to come. So I'm appreciative of the baby for making that sacrifice for me. So
and I can see by your lanyard you are also doing the Disney Springs event tonight.
Absolutely. That's the best part. I say it's the best part. The movie's going to be the best part. I've had chills walking around this place.
The movie's going to be the best part, but then we get to extend the joy with a bunch of other fans until 2 in the morning.
Exactly. It's going to be kind of like... So I live just outside of Atlanta, so like Dragon Con is home for me. And this feels like it has that Dragon Con vibe I've been walking around with.
Yeah,
you guys have been there because you guys are part of the Star Wars track, correct?
Yes, we do a lot of stuff on the Star Wars track. And Nancy and I were actually remarking this morning as we were standing in line to check in. This feels a lot like Celebration and Dragon Con, and then someone walked by with concessions for sale. Now it feels exactly like Celebration.
But yeah, so I appreciate you guys letting me come in and crash the podcast while I'm flying solo. I've been saying that, hoping it like the pun slides in. I'm not nearly as cool as Harrison Ford, though. So I think I'm theater number 2. And they said to line up at 5 o'clock for an 8 o'clock movie.
Yeah, we're lining up at 3 o'clock for a 7 o'clock movie.
And I was ill-prepared when I came down because in Northeast Georgia, it's a little chilly right now. And so I brought jeans. And then I got off the plane and realized I clearly don't know how to dress for Florida weather. Because I am sweating to death right now.
It's a little humid. It's a little warm.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that they put us in line at 5 and then let us in the building sooner. Even just in an air-conditioned space.
Yeah, they will bring you and usher you into the screen at that time.
And you'll be editing the podcast.
Yep, that'll be what I'm up to.
The last episode, I'm going to hold you to that. I think the quote was, "If I have my Surface."
I do have my Surface. The only question is, will Disney's Wi-Fi have enough bandwidth for me to upload to the FTP site?
Yeah, probably not, because I've been working while I was down here, and it's been like, ooh, this is, I can't upload a thing.
So this might be going out tomorrow morning.
They have ringtones for the Force Awakens.
Force Awakens ringtones. I love the digital team at StarWars.com.
The only Twitter feed I've been checking is yours. Because A, I know there won't be any spoilers, and B, you tweeted out about the podcast.
I've turned off my notifications.
Yeah, I've shut everything off. I haven't touched Facebook. I told my friends, if you need to get a hold of me, go old school and just call me.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm probably not going to respond.
Spoilers!
Yeah, my social media footprint has been very small this week.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody did that, and then there are no spoilers for those people that like couldn't not be on.
I gotta say, one of the things I'm most looking forward to tonight is having the spoiler anxiety behind me.
Yes,
that will be nice.
Can I ask how many times are you guys just seeing it tonight, or do you have tickets? Are you like everybody else and like, well, I'm seeing it tonight and then tomorrow?
We have 6 showings booked right now.
Nice.
We're going tomorrow morning at 11:30. Here, same theater. 7:30 at night at another theater by us, which thankfully has reserved seating, so we don't have to get there early. Saturday night at the theater by us at 6:45, and then Sunday morning again here at 11:30.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
And Christmas Day at 4 o'clock. Thanks, Mom.
And that doesn't count the number of times over the next few weeks we're just going to say, "Hey, want to go see Star Wars?" and just go.
I feel like it'll be like a daily event for a while.
Yeah, we're gonna see it a bunch of times.
Yeah, I get to fly back into Atlanta tomorrow morning, get in my car, and I'm driving to a theater to meet everybody that I work with because the owner of the company is taking the entire company to go see it as well tomorrow.
That is awesome.
So, like I said,
that is really cool.
Pays to work with a really geeky company.
That's
Cool. Well, I'm going to give you your microphone back because I feel like I totally just hijacked your entire
podcast. No, not at all.
I feel bad. I'm sitting here. I'm like, no, you can't have it. It's mine.
Not at all. Not at all. But thank you for joining us. It's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you guys for letting me come on the show. It's awesome. I've been listening for a while. I've been a fan.
Oh, thank you.
Should I do like longtime fan, first time podcast hijacker?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you again for coming on.
Thank you guys very much for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. Bye. No, it's okay.
Stalk all you want. Stalk all you want.
Enjoy the
movie. Bye. You
too. So should we...
get ready to head out?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Yeah. Go shopping for a little bit.
Folks, we will see you on the other side.
I'm going to cry.
From the Walt Disney World Resort, this is Tashi Station Radio, signing off.
May the Force be with you.
Always.